This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Get ready to make your year-end and holiday shopping work for you. In this episode, we're breaking down how to transform your everyday purchases into a points and miles windfall using shopping portals. We'll share our secrets to racking up over 250,000 points by stacking rewards, leveraging tools like Rakuten and Advantage Shopping, and knowing exactly when to pounce on bonus offers. And this is all through using shopping portals to help us gain points and miles. From browser extensions to fine print tips, Tanner and I have everything you need to maximize your earnings this season and beyond. For even more insights, also don't forget to check out our detailed blog post on our website. The link will be in the show notes. Tune in and start earning those travel points and miles like a pro.
Imagine pursuing your dreams of exploring the world's most exquisite destinations without the extravagant price tag. This is the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast, hosted by DeAndre Koch, founder of Boldly Go and an expert in financial planning as recognized by Forbes. This podcast is your bridge to a world where travel savvy meets luxury. With DeAndre's unique financial planning perspective, you'll glean insights on making the most of credit card loyalty points and miles for travel that doesn't just move you, but takes you places that you may have never thought possible. Expect the most up-to-date credit card strategies for points and miles, stories from successful professionals on how they integrate travel into their busy lives, and other captivating stories from around the globe. Whether you're a seasoned traveler or just starting out, join us in exploring the best of global travel and learn how to experience nearly free luxury travel around the world yourself. Your journey transforms here, igniting our revolution in the world of travel.
Welcome to the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast. I am your host, DeAndre Koch. Today, I have my lovely and beautiful co-host with me and fiance, Taryn Gisbert. And today, we have something special for you. So with holiday shopping probably already started for most of you, we wanted to do an episode that was dedicated to stacking points and really getting a boost in your points and miles game using shopping portals specifically for rapid points and rapid miles accumulation.
Shopping portals are great use all year long. I know I use them all year long, but the bonuses typically are much bigger during peak holiday shopping periods, aka also end of year.
Absolutely. So we know we wanted to get this episode out to you guys before the Black Fridays, the Cyber Monday shopping. Of course, there's always deals going on, but really want to make sure that you guys can take advantage of this time because the last couple months of the year, you could absolutely blow your points through the roof. And just to give you an idea, for Taryn and myself combined, we've earned about 150,000 American Airlines loyalty points through American Advantage Shopping or AA Shopping, their portal. We've earned about 100,000 points combined on Rakuten, and that has allowed us to get American Express points for those 100,000. We're going to talk about all these individually. And some honorable mentions that aren't technically portals, but we're still going to discuss here as well a little bit later on, was that we earned somewhere around between 5,000 and 10,000 loyalty points through Advantage Dining. That's also through American Airlines. And over 30,000 loyalty points through Advantage Hotels, again, through American Airlines.
Okay, so for those of us who are new to this, can you explain what shopping portals are and how do they actually work?
So shopping portals are super, super easy. To simplify it, there's kind of two different types of shopping portals. There's cashback portals and points and miles portals. Essentially, a shopping portal, all that means is it's a website that you go to or you go through before making your online purchase that you were going to make anyway. So for instance, if you were going to go ahead and buy some sneakers at Nike or you wanted to sign up for HelloFresh or Blue Apron or just a lot of different things out there, buying things through, Sephora, instead of just going right to their website, all you would do is go through the American Airlines Advantage shopping portal or the Rakuten shopping portal, and you'd have an account there, and American Airlines would be linked to your AA Advantage number, Rakuten is going to be linked to ideally your Amex membership rewards, and you would find exactly what you're looking for, or the website you're looking for. You click on it, it takes you through to that website, and basically Rakuten or American Airlines, they're getting a commission for you going through their link, and they're getting that back to you in the form of either points or cash back. So Rakuten especially, that's a very popular points portal. If you follow any other Points and Miles users, they'll talk about Rakuten. That is technically actually a cash back portal, but specifically if you have an Amex card and an Amex card that offers membership rewards, then you can turn your cash back instead into points. And then American Airlines Advantage Shopping, United Mileage Plus Shopping, and Southwest Rapid Rewards Shopping portals are all points and miles portals. So all of those automatically, when you spend money through going through their portal, you will get, you know, American Airlines or United or Southwest points. And it's really clear to point out, this is not something that we're saying that you should go out and just spend money willy-nilly to rack up points. This is your everyday online shopping that you guys are going to do anyway. Look and see if that retailer is on these shopping portals, because many of them are: Lowe's, Home Depot, REI, and make your purchases online and get a bunch of points for money that you're going to spend other ways.
All right. So I know we're going to talk about a few different shopping portals to use, and many of these have a lot of overlap for the online stores to buy from. How do you keep track of it all?
Yeah. So they're actually a system to make it super easy. And that's through what's called browser extensions or browser plugins. And all that is, especially if you use Google Chrome, and I think some of them even work with like Microsoft Edge, is you install an extension. And if you go to this website, so for instance, I have the Rakuten, the Advantage Shopping, so American Airlines, and I have the Capital One Shopping Portal extensions on my browsers. And actually, since I have them, anytime I have a new computer, whatever it may be, Google Chrome automatically installs these. Anytime I go to any website that basically is a store, I will automatically get a pop-up on one or two or all three of these shopping portal plugins that will tell me if I have opportunity to earn, you know, cash back or points through this portal. So it makes it super easy. I actually rarely actually go to the Rakuten website or the Advantage Shopping website, unless I'm looking for a specific product and I know I want to get, I don't know, let's just call it a drone. I'm looking for a DJI Mini 3 drone specifically. I want to see, I'll go to these shopping portals and type the product in and see what stores offer the drone and what points or miles can I get for purchasing through their site. But for other sites that I know are on there, like a Home Depot or a Lowe's, I'll just go to that website, do my usual search, and I'll have a pop-up that will just say, hey, click this button and we'll enable your points and miles bonus. And it makes it super easy. So I really like using shopping portal or browser extensions for the shopping portals because it makes it super, super easy. You just go to your website, it will pop up if it exists. And if it doesn't, then you know it likely does not have, it's not tied to any shopping portal. But it could be that that product, if you know specifically what product you're looking for, you could go to the website for the shopping portal and see if there's another store, maybe one that you have never really shopped at online, but they might sell that same product exactly. So we're going to go ahead and start first. We talked about it already a little bit, but the Advantage Shopping. And when you hear say Advantage Shopping or Advantage Dining, it's actually AA is the spelling. So two A's at the front there. And so we're going to start with this one because Taryn uses this one the most. She's actually the one between the two of us that discovered this and has taken the most advantage. So the majority of those Advantage Shopping miles that we talked about have come from her side of the table. And so this is what makes it super easy to hit American status, makes it easier for both of us. One thing to note, as you kind of hear about the loyalty points that you can get, right? It's only 40,000 loyalty points to hit American gold status with American Airlines, only 40,000 points. And so keep that in mind because it's not a long runway to get to have some sort of elite status, opportunity for upgrades, opportunity to move to preferred seating and exit rows for free. So a lot of really great things here. So Taryn, I'm going to let you lead this one off because I know you are the Advantage Shopping Portal expert. So I'll let you share How does this one work?
Well, this is my absolute favorite way to earn any kind of travel miles in a non-travel capacity because it's shopping, and American actually has a really great portal. So what I have been doing for a while is the things that I need to buy, regular to-do items, I will search in their portal first because you can search by item, you can search by store, you can search by really anything. You can even actually look and sort by the highest amount of miles that they're offering for the day. So anything I need to buy, typically I'll use my high ticket items like prescription dog food from PetSmart, which I recently just bought a couple days ago when I saw that it was up to 4 miles, which didn't used to be very high, but right now that's a good redemption or, you know, a good bonus. And buying that, you can get a lot more points basically for things that you're already buying. So even my last recent Sephora order, things that I already use, things that I'm already going to buy. And I got a huge bonus because I was able to purchase it through the Advantage Shopping portal. So there's a lot of things. And if I have to buy something, especially a big purchase, big ticket item, I look there first to see if it's the specific item or at least other stores where I can buy it and maximize my spend on things that I already buy that are already pretty expensive. Typically, the loyalty points are credited pretty quickly. There can be exceptions to this, so you want to keep an eye on it in case something falls through the cracks, which can happen. But typically, it's up there pretty quickly. I have a couple of things that are from my shopping on October 4th and 5th that are already posted currently. But the things to keep track of are there's a difference between the mobile versus web. So when you're on the portal, I recommend using the web just so you can see the fine print a little easier. And there are certain offers that if you can't read the fine print, you would see that it doesn't work on the mobile extension. So you would need to use a web extension in order to redeem that amount of money. So make sure you're looking at that in the fine print, as well as if there are categories that are going to have a different amount of miles per spend. One of the ones I fall for the most, even though I know what it is like Sam's Club. And it'll have a really high mileage per dollar redemption that you'll get, but you only get that high amount if you're getting a membership. Other items don't count towards anything. So make sure you're looking to see what else is going to be included or excluded. What are the fine print items? Sometimes if you have a loyalty program, like I am a PetSmart, pet treats reward person. And if I applied my bonus dollars, that would prevent me from getting the Advantage shopping. So I choose to save those extra bonus spending points from the PetSmart program to use when I'm not buying through the portal, things like that. But essentially, if it's a subscription, you would do your one order or at least what it says in the fine print, obviously read that, keep the subscription for about 45 days and then just skip the other weeks, basically, in order to hit that redemption. Anything else that I missed?
No, I think that was great. And the fine print part always gets me too. I think when I've looked at either Lowe's or Home Depot, it will show you in the main dashboard, it's like, oh, Lowe's 10x points or whatever it may be. And you go and click on it and then you find out that 10x is on carpet or something like that. But everything else is one, $1 per point or 1 mile per dollar, I should say. So I appreciate you sharing that because the fine print is what you have to pay attention to. Some things are in the categories, right? You can see your different categories or points per dollar for different categories, but in the fine print, it will tell you what things are actually excluded. And so one of the things I've done myself using Advantage Shopping is sent clients gifts. So if we've heard of a client, maybe had someone that passed away or something like that, we might send flowers. And going through, I think it's 1-800-Flowers actually offers some pretty good bonuses. But it actually says if you send a gift that has alcohol in it, you get nothing, right? And so you got to make sure that you're looking at the fine print as well. So appreciate that as well. And keep in mind also, you can still get points using the cards that you use these purchases for, right? So if you have a Chase card that offers you, you know, 1.5x points as an example for your purchase, you're going to get, in this case for Taryn, she would get American miles or loyalty points as well as Chase points for her purchase. Or if she's using her, you know, if you use your Capital One Venture X card, you're getting 2x Capital One points per every dollar spent, plus your American Airlines miles or loyalty points with that bonus for shopping through there. So it's a really great call. And reminder, the plugins, that makes it easy.
Yeah, the plugins really do. So let's get to your specialty, not as much as mine, Rakuten. So I know you're the one who takes advantage of Rakuten the most. Can you explain what it is and how it works?
Yeah, so Rakuten is a shopping portal that lets you earn rewards when shopping through their site. It's the exact same concept as what you just went over when it comes to the American Airlines Shop Advantage shopping portal. The difference is for everyone out there that just signs up for a Rakuten account, they're only going to get cash back. Now, cash back, there's nothing wrong with that, and that's a really easy way, again, if you're doing online shopping, to basically get some free money back. Some of the cash back deals could be, you know, 20% at Nike. So if you spend $100 at Nike, you're going to get $20 back in cash back, and they kind of build it up over time and then give you a payout. And again, what you want to do, you want to go to the website, you want to click through Rakuten to earn that cash back. And Rakuten actually has a mobile app as well, so you can go through their website or their mobile app. And this is great for, you know, shoes, luggage, electronics, all these different things. And as we mentioned before, you can search by both the product or the brand or even the website that you're looking for as well. But here's the key. Here's how you can unlock reward points specifically when it comes to Rakuten. And this is with your American Express. So if you have one of the American Express cards that gets you membership rewards, so I'm not talking about an Amex Delta card or an Amex Hilton card or anything like that. I'm talking about their green, their gold, their platinum, those type of cards, or their business cards as well. You can turn your cash back into points instead. So you have to actually go into the Rakuten account settings to do this. You can find instructions on how to do this online in a lot of different places, but basically you want to link your Amex membership rewards account to Rakuten, and then you want to choose that you want to earn rewards points instead of cash back for all your purchases. And so there, as an example, there, and actually we posted this in the our private Facebook group. So if you're not a member of our private Facebook group, I'd highly recommend that you do. We find deals all the time that we share, whether it's travel or points and miles deals, whatever it may be. So great example for this, SoFi, the kind of banking and lending institution, had a deal, which I think was absolutely incredible. It was open up a checking account with them. You only have to get $500 direct deposited into that account. And it's not, you know, you can't transfer from your bank account or whatever. It has to come direct deposit ACH from your employer or whatever it may be. $500 direct deposited into the account, I think within a 45-day period, maybe a 60-day period, and you would get $350 back in cash back, right? $350 cash back for just opening a checking account and depositing $500 into there from direct deposit. That deal is usually $125. Right now, as this episode airs, I've seen it go back and forth. So between 125 and 350. So I would encourage you guys to go look immediately and check and see, because this could be a free $350, even if you just get the cash back. But regardless, if you do all that and you've linked your Amex card or membership rewards, you're not going to get $350. You're going to get 35,000 points instead. And we've talked about this in previous episodes, but I always try to recommend that you get 2x of value for every point that you redeem. So 35,000 points, you shouldn't get $350 of value from it. You should get $700 or more. And for a lot of the trips, Taryn, that you and I have taken, when we use our Amex points, we're usually clearing minimum 3, but typically 4 to 5x on our redemptions. So that $350 of basically free money we got because I opened up a checking account and dropped in $500 through our business payroll essentially will allow us the opportunity to get somewhere in the realm of $1,400 or more in value, this is why shopping portals can be huge. Same thing works with PetSmart or whatever it may be. You can turn those dollars that you spend into cash. So Rakuten is huge. Again, all these shopping portals are super easy to use, and they have a refer a friend feature. No surprise, we'll link our referral link in the show notes for this episode. Typically, the way that works, I think right now as we're recording this, it's give 30, get 30. So if you guys sign up through our referral link, you will get essentially $30 cash back. We'll get $30 cash back as well. But I think you have to spend, you, the person signing up, have to spend $30 through one of their links within the first 90 days or something like that for that to actually happen. But you can get a bonus $30 cash back. They might turn that into points. I'm not sure. They might turn that into actual cash back, because when you first sign up, when I first signed up, I think we got like a $10 check in the mail just for signing up with Rakuten and spending some money in the first few days. So you might actually get that as a check instead of points. But again, we'll put that link in the show notes. So Rakuten, great way to boost your Amex points specifically. It is the exact same thing as the shopping portal that Taryn mentioned. So she uses Advantage Shopping, really racks up the loyalty points with American. I am using Rakuten a lot and getting our a lot of Amex boosted points that way.
All right. So now we're going to actually talk about stacking and taking advantage and really taking advantage of these extra points in multiple ways. For instance, if you have your Amex Platinum, you get $50 to Saks Fifth Avenue to spend every front and back half of the year. So January to June and July to December. Well, so you could shop by going to Rakuten and clicking their link to Saks Fifth Avenue, buying something for 50, and you received your normal points for spending 50 with Amex, and then additional bonus points from Rakuten, and then you get the 50 back from Amex within a few days.
Yeah, and with that as well, the same thing actually applies to if you have the business card, all the same things you just said, but with the Amex Business Platinum card, you get $200 Dell credit on the front and back ends of the year. So again, you can use that, get a multiplier with Dell credits, basically free Dell money, $200 plus more Amex points. And it was all essentially for free. It's now all wrapped up into your membership cost, essentially the credit card fee, but take advantage. You want to multiply these as best as you can.
Absolutely. And I know how I prioritize based on our home airport and based on the airline we fly the most, but what are some other shopping portals that you use or know about?
Yeah, so the other ones that exist that I'm aware of, and there might be some other ones for other airlines like around the world, but as far as the ones that are applicable here in the United States, it would be the United Mileage Plus shopping and the Southwest Rapid Rewards. Now, candidly, I have never used either of those. I know Southwest is super popular in the points and miles community, especially their shopping portal. A lot of families love to fly Southwest and get the companion pass and do all the things. You know, you and I, Taryn, you know, we're American Airlines junkies. That's who we fly with. That's who we have all our status with. So that's why we use their shopping portal. But the principle still applies. You can use Southwest shopping portal to accrue Rapid Rewards points. Not necessarily earn status with Southwest, but definitely work towards your companion pass and other goals. The other one is the Capital One browser extension. So this is an honorable mention because this does not give any Capital One points at all. It gives you credits that you can be redeemed for gift cards. I really haven't seen Capital One pop up somewhere where Rakuten or American Advantage has not shown up. So I almost never use it really on any site for shopping because I would rather get my points for Rakuten or Advantage Shopping. However, it has an automatic savings feature where it tries to find deals for you. So what I mean by that is if you do Amazon shopping online on your computer, it will automatically click the coupon checkbox on your Amazon purchase, but also it will look and see if that same product is somewhere cheaper. Sometimes it's $2 cheaper, sometimes it's $20 cheaper. It will let you know and give you the link to work directly to the site that they found it for something cheaper as well. But what I really like, because I think most people probably do their Amazon purchases on their phone, what I really like is the fact that if you've ever gone to a website where you're buying something and it has the place to put like a coupon code, well, when you get to that stage of the purchase, it will literally try known codes And I've had so many times where I have now a 10, 15, 20% discount or $50 off a purchase using a code that I didn't even know existed, and it automatically put it in there. Sometimes you'll actually see it pop up and it actually is trying multiple codes back and forth and back and forth until it actually finds one that works. So it's a free extension that could literally just save you money as you're shopping online. So again, it's an honorable mention because it's not really going to help you with the points and leveling up in the points game, but it's going to probably save you some dollars and get you some free money as well.
Yeah. And just another note, I know I already said fine print, but with extensions, they're going to automatically apply things. Sometimes, especially through like Advantage Shopping, there's only certain coupons that you can use, and you have to make sure you click that when you are going to link to this shopping site. So if there's a code that comes up that isn't offered on their site, that could be something that would exclude your purchase from that bonus. So again, another really important time to read that fine print, and you don't want to just use random coupon codes if that's going to prevent you from getting that bonus.
No, absolutely. That's a great thing to recommend as well. Hey, it's DeAndre here, and we're going to interrupt this episode real quick to tell you about two great opportunities for all of you. First, join our private Facebook community to connect with fellow points and miles enthusiasts, get exclusive tips and updates, as well as get your questions answered directly by me and others in the community. And if you're looking to level up your points and miles skills, we've partnered with Lux Travel Hacks to offer you 50% off their online course that will teach you all the basics you need to know to learn how to travel in business or first class, all for less than you'd pay for economy. Don't forget to use the code BOLDLYGO at checkout. You'll find all the details and links to both of these in the show notes. Now, let's get back to our episode.
Okay, so other easy ways to accrue points and miles. Advantage Dining is something obviously I have mentioned on here before, and it is another thing that I really enjoy because essentially it doesn't even have to be tied to the specific like one card. Essentially, you can connect any card that you're using to purchase when you are eating out, and you will be able to earn points and miles through that dining. And there's different bonuses. Sometimes you'll get extra miles if you leave a review. Additionally, sometimes there's quarterly bonuses. And I forgot to mention this with the Advantage Shopping because they do a similar thing where they'll say, okay, if you spend this much before this time frame, we'll give you an extra 500, 700, 800 miles if you hit it in this time frame. And also with the dining, you kind of get like a VIP status. So your amount of miles per dollar will increase the more you actually are eating at these different Advantage Dining restaurants. So it's just important that you look around before you eat out. And sometimes when we're traveling, if we don't have a specific like restaurant in mind or dinner plan, I'm like, well, let's just see what's on Advantage Dining. And sometimes that could be our guide as to like where we might go. And again, you can kind of scale up on the amount of points that you'll be getting per dollar spent with some really sweet bonuses if you pay attention. And it can be tied to any card. It doesn't have to be even any kind of American Airlines card. And then there is Simply Miles, which is for basically any MasterCard. So it is, again, it's a separate thing from an airline's rewards necessarily, although it is tied to American. And so if you have a MasterCard, you sign up at Simply Miles, and essentially you will opt in to different offers as they come up. So it's very similar to the offers in the Amex portal where you have to manually like read them, add it physically to your card, and then spend it in the way that is dictated in the fine print. The cool thing about Simply Miles that I've only recently discovered, and I think they've expanded a bit on this program, which is maybe why, that there are online as well as in-store offers. So you can add it to your card and you could actually still use that for an in-store purchase at like a PetSmart, for example, or obviously I spend a lot at PetSmart. I love my dog, in case you guys couldn't tell, because I'm putting all my high-earned money and things I'm spending on my PetSmart. So he's very well taken care of, boy. But there are some really good bonuses there, and you're already spending a lot on your, you know, furry loved ones. So why not get a little extra bonuses to boot?
Yeah. And so on your point on the advantage dining, right? Super easy. Literally, like you said, you whatever card you link to Advantage Dining, you go to a restaurant, you just swipe that card because that you're going to use that card anyway. Ideally, you're using a Chase Sapphire Reserve or Preferred that gets 3X or an Amex Gold that gets 4X on dining, but you're also getting the American Miles as well. So if you haven't already, if you have a favorite local restaurant that you and your family go to all the time, you know, you're always going there. That's your staple bar, whatever it may be. That, you know, if it codes as restaurant for your credit card, if you can talk to the owner or manager and say, hey, you should take advantage. You should sign up for Advantage Dining as the business side. It's all perks for them to do so. It gives them more advertising, more opportunities for people to find them. But every time you swipe that card that you've listed on there, you're going to get American Miles. And that's just a really easy way to load up. And Taryn, like you said, I think you like leveled up multiple times with that. And so you're getting like a multiplier on your points. I think for myself, if I swipe my card, I might get, I don't know, maybe 1 or 2X, you know, loyalty points per dollar spent at an Advantage Dining restaurant. But I think you got up to what, like 3, 4, 5, something crazy?
I think I actually had gotten closer to like 6. I think the max you can get is 8 with bonuses, although they do refine these programs. So there is a lot of scaling you can do. So the more that you actually are using the program, and again, to DeAndre's point, a lot of times you don't even know that you're at a place that is included in Advantage Dining. Like I recently went to a friend's birthday. We had some food. I didn't pick the place. It was beautiful. But I only found out, I think, 2 days later when I saw it pop up and I got miles for it. And I was like, oh, that was on dining. I'm so glad I already had my credit cards linked because I didn't even need to do anything. And that's the cool thing. There's no additional work once you already have it in there. And sometimes you'll just get lucky and turn out to be somewhere spending money that you're going to get extra miles.
Absolutely. And then the last honorable mention that we're going to talk about is Advantage Hotels. This is a hotel portal. We've mentioned this one on the show before as well, but and this is tied to American Airlines, if you follow the theme here. But this is also, again, a very, very easy way to get American loyalty points and to easily hit American status. And you can get American status, again, 40,000 gold points. You can get it without ever setting foot in an American Airlines airplane. So the Advantage Hotels basically is almost like a booking.com or hotels.com link for hotels that gets you points when you book that hotel through American Airlines. And so it could be your hotel down the street. It could be a hotel in Bali or Qatar. We've done it in many different places. And we've gotten it so that I think if you're not an American credit card holder, you typically max out at like 1,500 loyalty points. But if you are an American Airlines credit card holder, you max out at like 15,000 loyalty points. That's per stay. So we've had stays where with one of our hotels was the Clan Hotel in Singapore, where just our two-night stay got us 10,000 loyalty points with American Airlines, plus because of our status, got an additional almost 2,000 points on top of that. So 12,000 loyalty points for a two-night stay. And not all the times is the amount of points dictated by the price. Sometimes it's just however their algorithm works and the hotels deal with the American and the hotel's website that they use. So that's a really easy way. Again, we've earned about 30,000 loyalty points, I think this year, just on Advantage Hotels. And it's a great way to boost your points if you're going to stay in a hotel that you don't already have status with. So if you're not going to stay in a Hyatt or a Hilton or a Marriott where you might already have status, this is a really great way to take advantage of that as well.
Okay. So DeAndre, I think one question that comes up a lot is about the timing of when do the points actually post to your account? It's not always instant, right? So can you explain how long it typically takes for points to show up after you make a purchase through a shopping portal?
Yeah, you alluded to this a little bit before, Taryn. You know, a lot of times it's pretty quick. a lot of times for the individual purchases, you're going to find those happen within just a couple of days. I've had purchases that the Rakuten's been really, really good. I've had purchases that almost I'll screenshot the purchase and the confirmation, because when you have the plugin, like the plugin will pop up after the purchase is complete with like confetti saying that, you know, oh, you know, you're earning this much points, and American does the same thing. I'll screenshot that just in case I don't see the points get credited in a few days. And I've emailed or messaged Rakuten, and even without sending that, they're like, hey, we credited it to you anyway. So of course, that's not always going to be the case, but usually pretty quickly. Now, other things that might be a subscription service, like you alluded to before, where there's like the HelloFreshes and Blue Aprons. There's, I think Rakuten does something with the Motley Fool, which is an investment advice site, where if you pay for a subscription, usually you have to hold that subscription and not cancel it for some period of time, 45 days, 60 days, whatever it may be. And it's usually some point after that window that you should see the points get credited to you. I have had instances with American where they didn't credit me and I reached out to them. I think there was, I can't remember what it was, but last year there was something that they did not credit me. And after a couple of emails, it took them like 4 months, but they finally got the points to me. So don't hesitate to follow up if you don't think you've received the points that you're due.
Absolutely. Keep those screenshots. Okay, so I've also heard and experienced that returns can affect the points that you earn. So how exactly do returns and refunds impact the miles or points that you've already earned from a purchase?
Yeah, so you don't want to try to game the system, buy a bunch of stuff, and then return it all and keep the points. In fact, I'm not 100% sure on this, but you might actually get your account locked out of the system if you do this aggressively or do this way too much. I've heard and seen some cases or stories of that in the like the Reddits of the world and stuff in the points and miles space. But very simply, just know if you're going to make a bunch of purchases through a shopping portal like the Rakuten or whatever it may be, and then you return a bunch of that stuff, not only will you, of course, likely see your, you know, you'll get the refund back on your card, you'll also lose the points that were charged, that you used to charge on that card, and you'll likely lose the bonus that you got through the shopping portal as well. So just keep that in mind. You don't want to try to game the system, buy a bunch of stuff that you're not going to use or have no need to just to return it. You're not going to win out that way.
Absolutely. And that's something also to keep in mind if you're purchasing a gift for someone, because if they return it, it would be the same thing, except that you wouldn't have known they returned it. They didn't tell you. So something else to keep in mind if you're purchasing a gift. That's why I like to stick to the things that I buy for myself, because I know that that's something I need. Okay. So is there anything shoppers can do to avoid losing points if they do need to return an item?
So this is a little bit tricky, right? So again, be very clear, I would not try to game the system here, but there are certain purchases, for instance, on a number of occasions, because you can get points through a shopping portal at some place like Home Depot or Lowe's. For example, I think it was last year, I went to buy a lawnmower through Home Depot, it was, and I purchased the lawnmower online first because I knew I would get this boost in points through the shopping portal. And then I went to Home Depot and picked it up as an example, right? So I didn't have them ship it to me. I just drove to the local Home Depot and got it. A little less convenient than just walking in the store and grabbing it, because you had to wait till it was ready. It was ready same day pickup, but I had to wait until they actually prepared it for me to go pick it up. So on the flip side, there is the possibility, this is not a guarantee by any means, but there is the possibility if you do have something that you want to return, but you want to keep the points, keep the bonus points. So let's say you used your Amex gold card to buy something. You used on Rakuten, you got all the bonus points, all the different things. You need to return that same item. When you go to the store, they usually, sometimes they ask you, do you want to return to the same credit card you used to purchase? Well, if you provide them a different card, that refund does not show up on the first card that you used. And that allows you to still keep the points. Now, again, you still have the charge on that card, so you still have to pay that card off in general. But you could swap cards in that sense and try to keep the points. Again, would not try gaming the system, especially if you were to buy a bunch of stuff and then return it that you knew you weren't going to need, because you still have to deal with paying off those charges on another card as well. But that could be if you have, again, a couple things here and there, and it's a store that you can actually go in person to. You likely can't do this online, but you go in person to, then that can help you to retain those points with a refund.
Okay, so before we wrap this one up, can you summarize what the listeners need to know when it comes to using the shopping portals, aka one of my favorite ways to accumulate points and miles?
Yeah, so just a few rules here, guys, that you want to follow. First of all, simply put, just always use a portal before you shop online to earn extra points and miles, right? Now, if you're doing typical Amazon purchases, a lot of Amazon purchases are not things that you're going to find through, you know, a lot of the bigger name stores. But if you are shopping at, you know, name brand stores, or when I say name brand, I just mean, again, Lowe's, Home Depot, REI, Sephora, 1-800-Flowers. I mean, the list is exhaustive. Just use the portal first and you will gain bonus points by doing so. And I'm telling you, in this year-end time frame, if that's when you're listening to this, point stacking is huge. The opportunity, the boost. You know, PetSmart might be $5 per or 5 points per dollar right now and jump to 10 or 15, right? These are huge opportunities, but also look at other times, right? Labor Day shopping, Memorial Day shopping, July 4th sales, all those times you're going to get those as well. The other is use the rewards cards, get double the points, right? So use a card that's going to get you a boost in points. So you got extra Chase or extra Amex or extra Capital One points while getting, you know, American miles or whatever it may be. And as Taryn mentioned before, as you mentioned, you know, you want to make sure that you look for those bonus offers. If there's limited time promotions, you know, you want to absolutely take advantage of those. Like the SoFi account that I mentioned, it's almost always $125 or what would be 12,500 points most of the year. There was a window, it jumped up to 350. It went back down, went back up. Take advantage of that. That could be huge. So one of the big ones that comes up and is taken advantage of, I see people do this all the time, especially during Black Friday, Cyber Monday, is LifeLock by Norton specifically will get you, I've seen 90, 95, and 100% cash back on your purchase for LifeLock subscription for 1 year. That subscription is usually around $200, which is great. They have ironclad identity theft monitoring. I use it. Literally, you get a new phone. It tells you they've seen an update to your SIMS card. Really cool. But $200 purchase for an annual subscription, 20,000 points just for doing that if you get the 100 times multiplier. So again, look for these bonus and elevated offer. Use the browser extensions. This makes it so much easier. Track your points, right? If you know you've made a purchase, don't just assume it's going to pop up. It should, but make sure that you go back and check. And if it doesn't, go back and email the shopping portal and contact them just to make sure that they credit those back to you. Again, be careful with returns. You don't want to harm your account by making too many returns, buying stuff that you know you're going to return. Compare the portals, right? Advantage Shopping might offer 5X while Rakuten's offering 7X. Decide, do you need the Amex points more or the American miles more, right? And if it's a wash, go with the higher value. And then the last one, again, time your big time purchases around bonus offers. So this is applicable in general, right? If you know you're going to need a new washer and dryer or TV, you're probably looking for that in that Cyber Monday or Black Friday deal. Use the portal. I'm telling you, $1,000 or $2,000 washer or dryer purchase could turn into 10, 20, 30, 40, 50,000 points. Like literally you buying a washer and dryer could take you and your spouse or significant other or travel partner on a, you know, a one-way flight to the Caribbean or a two-night stay in the Caribbean. Stack the points, take advantage.
Absolutely. It's all about stacking it. Thank you so much for tuning in today, everybody. We hope you found this episode helpful and that you're ready to start maximizing your points and miles with shopping portals. Whether it's Rakuten, Advantage Shopping, or any other portal, just remember, it's all about stacking those rewards and making your everyday purchases work for you to build your points faster. And if you've enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to subscribe, leave us a review, and share it with your friends who might be looking to earn more points too. And if you've got any questions or tips about using shopping portals, feel free to reach out to us. We would love to hear from you. So until next time, happy shopping, and we will see you on the next episode.
Take care, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast, brought to you by Boldly Go. hit that follow button so you don't miss out on new episodes. For deeper insights and to level up your travel game with our strategies, make sure to follow us on our social media platforms and sign up for our newsletter to stay in the loop. Head over to www.boldlygo.world to learn more. As DeAndre is not operating through this podcast as a fiduciary and/or financial advisor, this should not be considered personal financial advice. The information covered and posted has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. The strategies and results referenced on this site, while proven, are not guaranteed. While most who apply the principles referenced will achieve similar results, you may not yourself. Your results will vary and depend on many factors that may be in or out of your control, but include factors such as your credit score, financial status, business experience, etc. It is your responsibility to consume and implement these recommendations at your own risk. We cannot be held responsible for any failure to do so.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I, I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.